Let's get into it. Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia without doing any research off the top of our heads. And we're doing a pretty good job of it, I'd say.
Are we? I don't know the score.
I don't either. But like,
we lost last week. I'm not happy about it.
We did.
But you got to rally. You got to put a silly hat on. Which is a thing I believe in baseball.
Rally cap. Turn your hat inside out. Put it on backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that and bang out a win.
Okay, let's do it, man. I think we still have a lead, but we shouldn't rest on our laurels.
Yeah, no, we got to...
Got to really buckle down. Got to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. That's a saying, I think. I lost you. You're looking at your phone.
I'm looking... Yeah, I'm ignoring you and just texting my... Many children.
Goodness.
I'm looking at the suggestions from the peoples.
Oh, we okay. You put
and
some
like
stuff up?
Weeding out ones that are
like jokes, bits,
yeah,
or just bad. Who are the people that are giving you just unusable garbage? I'm gonna call them out by name and tell them to do better.
No, actually, it's pretty solid ones. It's just some of them are like. Too specific. For example, Katie Hope mentions that China is launching an artificial moon into space by 2020. How is that possible? Great question.
Yeah, not a Wikipedia page.
A Wikipedia page. If I don't like, I don't know if that's this is the first I'm hearing about China launching an artificial moon.
That's crazy.
I know that NASA has a plan to give a moon its own moon, which is great.
Okay.
They want to capture an asteroid and put it in orbit around the moon, thus giving the moon a moon, which I... Let's just give that asteroid a smaller asteroid.
Right. Let's just rush a nesting doll all celestial bodies.
Just do it.
Forever.
I believe on the record in GeekoSystem articles, now hosted on the Mary Sue, I'm 100% pro giving the moon a moon.
Huh.
But, like, I don't know if that mission has a Wikipedia page.
Right.
I don't know if this is a real thing.
I mean, and we're pretty up to date on news. Like, for instance, both you and I are aware of the controversy at the World Dart Championships.
Yep.
There was a professional a dart player who accused the person who defeated him in said championships of farting too much
just
and stinking
really
up the
stinking
joint.
Stinking them out.
Yeah. Not a joke. Real thing that happened.
I only saw that headline.
Oh, as far as I read a little bit. And it was contentious. It was heated. The guy that was the accused farter was like, I've admitted when I've had stomach problems on stage before, so why wouldn't I do it this time?
Sometimes you gotta fart.
Sometimes you gotta fart. And honestly, like, I don't know. I understand there's rules in darts for safety, but like, come on, man. Fart? You lost a game of darts.
Yeah. Quit crying about it.
Yeah. Go put a moon up in China or something.
But I guess to answer the question of how is that possible, because rockets exist? Like, I don't understand that question.
Yeah.
How is it possible to launch an artificial moon?
Well, I mean, like, isn't that what satellites are?
Yeah.
We've got too many of those already.
Right. It's just something that orbits a larger body. Is its moon?
Like
we have the moon, but other planets have
our atmosphere is basically like
lowercase
a junkyard at this point, right? There's just too many satellites.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well... In defense of Katie Hope, what did you ask? Did you say, hey, what's something you want to learn about for this podcast?
No. Like
she had no idea that she needed to offer something that had a Wikipedia.
It was a very
page.
General, okay. What are some things you want to know more about?
Okay.
Like, I like where your head's at, Katie Hope, but, like, I don't think that's a Wikipedia entry we can compete against in the context of this show.
No, I don't think so either.
It's something I'm going to read up on because I'm a big Dorcas.
Right.
And I want to read about fake moons.
I see. I'm going to stay in my fart dart lane, and I'm just going to learn everything I can about that.
Speaking of championship scandals.
Oh, no. No, don't. We've gone weeks without you mentioning it.
The St. Louis Chess Club released a video of Fabian Caruana preparing for the Chess World Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And in that video included, like, specific research he was doing into, like, defense lines.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave Magnus Carlsen denies having seen the video before any of the matches, but he was aware of it. It gave him specific, like, oh.
He knew what he was going to do.
Fabby's going to, he's yeah. like, it doesn't necessarily tell you what he's doing, but he's like, all
right. Right. It's like, he's like the New England Patriots of chess now. He cheated by knowing the game plan of the other person going into it.
Well, the thing is, it was basically Fabiano Caruana's own team put this video out. They're like, oh, look at our guy getting ready for the big match. And then they're like, oh, oops, and there's like, we also like, told everyone. Like
as a composition notebook labeled chess moves, yeah. and it just opened.
There were accusations that, like, because it was such an obvious thing, they're like, is it like a false flag operation? Is it like we're just putting this video out to make Magnus thinks like if you know?
Okay, I'll give you this. That is probably the most interesting chess anecdote you could have brought to the table today.
Oh, it was so good,
but it's still not interesting. Oh,
man, and Caruana really, he almost. If he beats Magnus Carlsen, if he's the first one to win a point in the world championship, he will become the highest rated chess player in the world. So whether or not he wins the championship, he will.
You can try explaining it as much
Magnus
Carlsen, as you want.
He's been the champion since 2008, I believe. Maybe 2010. But it's so great. So anyway, since you've
gone on quite a journey. Last week you went from making 69 jokes, and now you're getting a hard on for chess players. This is quite a roller coaster.
It's so
ride.
Exciting! I found out there's a professional chess league that I was unaware of until they were talking about it in the World Championship. And Fabian Caruana leads a team that is my favorite team because their name is the best. They're the St. Louis Archbishops.
It's punny.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
there,
St. Louis Arch. So there's St. Louis
right?
Archbishop.
St. Louis
is a chess.
Archbishop
piece.
Is a job. Bishop is a chess. Yeah. It's just, it's got layers.
So, what do the people want to know about, Glenn?
Well, we do have. See, another one that we can't use from Morgan Paley, the design history of 80s toys.
Too super interesting.
Too broad.
Yeah, but like I'm honestly, I feel like that's just my Netflix cue at this point.
If
right?
he threw a specific toy at us,
they're putting out
we
like
could take
a
run at
documentary.
A
week
yeah, there's
on
a documentary
stores,
series
yeah.
about exactly that.
Yeah,
that I've seen. So again, if he's like, oh, the design history of He-Man. Like,
oh, I watched
yeah,
that.
Look,
did
I
you
saw
want,
that
yo,
one. Like,
very
I,
good.
Yeah, I'll
yeah.
come at you with some
I
He-Man.
I had
facts.
No idea that it was all about toys. I thought He-Man existed first, and then the toys came. I had no idea they were making up the story as they went along. Ugh. Everybody should watch those documentaries. Really interesting stuff.
Darren Seacrest coming at us with Fires and Sirens.
Okay, well, like what? Those are two.
Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Related.
Sort
right?
of.
When there's one, sometimes there's the other one
right.
to alert.
Well, what if he's talking about
the
like
one?
The mythical sirens that enchant seafarers with their song and lure
then
them to their death?
Then it's less related to the first thing he suggested, which was fires. But we can't. We're not going to rewrite the whole Wikipedia page for fire.
I kind of want to, but like, I don't know. There's actually, you're saying there's viable topics here. So just give me a number range and I'll pick one and we'll get started because we're burning daylight, my friend.
I'm counting them up.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Your mouth's not moving this time. So you are growing as a person.
I'm trying to decide whether to include one of them. I think I'll include it, and
okay.
then we'll see if that gets picked.
Okay.
If not, I'll tell you what it was.
All right, great. Seems like there's a lot of options. You better hear a really bad counter.
No, it's just some of them, like, I don't know. Like,
my favorite
six. I'm going to need a number
six.
From one to six.
Okay, my favorite part of you asking just people on social media for topics is how judgmental you get to be about what they leave. It's very fun.
No, like a lot of these are great and I would love to know more about, but it's like we don't want to go down another
Vincent Price rabbit hole, yeah.
thing or like microwaves. That was and granted we did that to ourselves,
it's
but
true. I'm going to give you number 4.
Okay. Let me see which one that was.
It's the fourth one.
Okay. Pork roll.
Pork roll. Okay, we can do that. What was the one that you were on the fence about?
How to have an orgasm?
Wow.
So again, I think the Wikipedia page would be orgasm.
Right.
And we
we're not qualified.
Do sex.
I mean, we're not qualified.
The answer
for
is
that.
Do sex.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how.
Cool. So pork roll.
Yes.
Just right off the bat, there people in your home state seem to give a fuck of whether you call it pork roll or if you call it Taylor ham. I believe Taylor Ham is the brand and pork roll is like the what the actual product is. I think that's the distinction.
You're not far off. So basically, it's like a New Jersey thing. Like, it's not a well-known food item in the rest of the country. I mean, like, people might know it, but you can't go to, like, any deli in Cleveland and, like, get a pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, and that's huge in Jersey. That's, and I got to say, when I'm down the shore,
it's the default.
I love it.
Jersey, like, mm-hmm. breakfast sandwich.
I mean, so pork roll, I mean, it's a lunch meat. It's a crazy salty ham.
It's like, it's an, oh, it's, yeah, it's pork-based. It's in the name. It is saltier than, I think, a typical ham.
Yeah.
There's some vinegar in there that gives it kind of like a distinct flavor.
I mean, sure.
No.
I mean, it's just a salty ham. I like it. I'm not hating on it. When I visit Jersey, when I'm down in Point Pleasant getting my beach on, I want me some pork roll. And in fact, Allie and I went to a, oh God, is it the Lakewood Blue Claws? They're a single-A baseball team. Yeah, go Blue Claws. And they have a pork roll burger. They have a pork roll mascot. They had a pork roll night. Like, I mean, yeah, they're just, Jersey's just leaning into it right now.
I remember seeing this.
Yeah.
But the distinction between pork roll and Taylor ham, I've heard people argue that it's like a North versus South Jersey thing.
Okay.
I don't think it is because, like, and again, I contest that I live in West New Jersey, which I've been told isn't a thing.
Well, it's like West Central, too. So you're like towing that line because it is an interesting thing for anybody not in this region, which is probably not listening to this podcast. But like Northern Jersey distinctly skews like New York suburb, whereas Southern Jersey skews Philadelphia suburb.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's
right. Like if you're a Jets or Giants fan, you're probably in the northern half of the state. If you're a Eagles fan.
You got it. I'm really proud of you there, bud.
It took a second.
Yeah, it's all right.
You're probably in the southern half.
You got your sports in earlier. Now we got my sports in.
Any hot football goss?
I'm just disappointed in my Eagles this year. That's all right.
Disappointed in most football players all the time. So
yeah, a lot of them objectively bad people.
That
said, you're sort of like, you're in the middle. You're Western Jersey, but you're like sort of, you're not really north or south. You're like right there. You're almost Pennsylvania.
That's a common criticism of my area. Of the state is that it's basically just Pennsylvania. I don't know. It's not. It's New Jersey. I wish it wasn't. I don't want to live there anymore. But it's also been a while since I've had pork roll as a vegetarian.
Sure.
Did
you remember? Did you have it a lot as a kid before you were?
Yes, my father makes egg sandwiches like pretty regularly. Like if there's people over for like a breakfast situation, he's usually cooking off egg sandwiches, which he calls egg McTickles.
I hate how much I love that.
Which I've brought it up with him many times, is that it should be called the egg tick muffin.
I'm going to have to go with Bill Tickle on this.
You're
one.
You're both wrong, because here's the thing, right? The egg McMuffin is a play off of McDonald's.
Right.
That's not our name.
Right.
So, egg tick muffin.
What was this again?
The egg McTickle.
I like that better. I don't care that it's not a true kind of mapping of the word. It just, I don't know. It makes me really happy and I want one. I want one so bad. I love eggs. Eggs are amazing food. I love breakfast. It's my favorite meal of the day. And I love breakfast sandwiches and breakfast burritos.
I had a lot of eggs this morning at the hotel. Hot free breakfast bar.
God, I'm actually a little upset that I have no pork roll and no cheese for tomorrow morning.
So, to your point that Taylor Ham is the brand name, I think it's a brand of pork roll. It's like Taylor is like a specific company that makes this.
Yeah. It's the most well-known and probably popular brand of
pork. If you're any meat producer in New Jersey, you're probably cranking out a pork roll, right? You've probably got your own variety of it,
right?
But what sets it apart from ham? What makes a pork roll not ham?
Well, I think we nailed it. Salt, and you're claiming vinegar.
I'm claiming vinegar because it's squishier, if I remember correctly. Like,
I mean, it's a lunch meat. Like, it's so processed at that point. Like, I don't know that it's actually
squishier.
It's
the additional processing that does it. Like, if you just slice a ham, there's like firmness to it, right?
Well, yeah, and typically I would say that pork roll is cut a little thinner. It's sliced a pork little thinner than like what you're talking about right now.
You're not gonna like spread it. It's not like liverwurst.
No, not at
where
all.
It's gonna fall apart, but right. It's closer to that than like a firm slice of ham.
I don't know about that. I think you've just been out of the game for too long.
I've been out of the game for quite some time.
Yeah, no. I mean, it, honestly, it's a salty ham, and I'm going to trust you that there's vinegar in it. I mean, that's all I got to say about it. It's delicious and terrible for you.
It's in a casing, which is why I'm saying like it's very processed because it's cylindrical.
Right.
Right. It's not like ham can be, but like a ham is a specific cut of a pig.
Correct.
That gets cured and salted.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you run it through like a meat grinder with vinegar and probably some other spices, just probably more salt, right? It just tastes like salty and vinegar. It doesn't have like a distinct like spice flavor to it. It's not like
I'm super jealous.
You're not getting like sage like in sausage.
No, I'm super jealous of your memory of pork roll, because I've never had a pork roll that made me think this is vinegary, and that sounds good. Like that little extra tang, I've never
had. I was never like a big fan of it. Like, I had it. Like, I've eaten a bunch of Egg McTickles in my life. But, yeah, it wasn't. I know people like transplants who have left, who have successfully escaped New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
who will like buy a leg sized pork roll.
It's crazy.
And like bring it back to them to LA and just like subsist on that for like a couple months.
Yeah, see, no, for me it was a relatively like, it was my adult life when I discovered it. Like, it's not a thing around here, so like it wasn't
right. And you're not even that far from Jersey.
No, I'm like 15 minutes from the border.
There's probably places in Bethlehem where you could get pork roll.
I'm confident there are,
but yeah. It's not as,
it's just not, it's only recently been popular, right? And so I didn't really discover it until as an adult, I started going to the shore, and I was like, this is a great little vacation treat for me in the morning.
It's been popular in Jersey, at least like in my lifetime. Like,
right. Well, I mean, it's got a very like kind of blue collar, kind of working class,
it
like,
does. It's
Springsteen-esque, like this is what we eat for breakfast.
Right. It's got that, you know, we're stopping off to pick up breakfast before like going to the construction site.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, the breakfast cart is here at the construction site. It's the only job in New Jersey. It's
apparently
construction. I don't know, man. I worked as a writer for a bunch of years, and now I just do comedy.
you know, it's like the breakfast sandwich is probably the most popular application of it, too. Like pork roll, egg and cheese. And it's on a hard roll. Like that's
traditionally, yeah, like a hard Portuguese roll.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's how I know it. Like it's not, it's not like you're serving that up as like the main dish of a dinner, like a fancy dinner.
Right. It's like usually on, it's not like you could have ham, like for Easter dinner, like ham is a common like.
Oh, and main, I love me some ham as a main course.
Main course. I don't think you'd have to be a lunatic to serve pork roll as your main like featured item. There's probably, because there was that phase where everybody's like throwing bacon into whatever dessert they could.
Yeah.
That was, they've probably done that with pork
roll. Well, yeah. And like I said, like that.
I can guarantee one place did pork roll ice cream. I know that for a fact.
No.
Not
everything needs to be everything, you know? Like, I don't know.
I think we have Iron Chef to blame for the let's make everything ice cream trend.
God, I miss Iron Chef, though. Not the Food Network version. Like, I'm talking like the original Japanese
That's
version.
How I learned to cook.
Oh my god, it was so great!
I
was so
watching that, and
when Bobby Flay went over there and battled Masaharu Morimoto, and he jumped
on,
up,
he
stood on his
cutting board
and
like
all
an
Japan
animal.
Hated him.
Yeah.
Oh god, kids, you don't even know. You don't even know how great classic Iron Chef was, and they were always cooking weird shit that like us Westerners would be like, "What?"
Yeah.
Oh, such a good show.
Morimoto made he cooked sushi rice and Coca-Cola once, and I was like, "You're a maniac!" And I tried it, and I was like, "This is bad." I don't know. I don't know why they were so impressed. It was terrible. Because the thinking was like the carbonation and the sweetness would like cut the stickiness of the sushi rice.
Okay.
I'm like, right. Or just use a rice that's not sticky. Like, what are you talking about?
There you go. Unless the secret ingredient was sushi rice and he had to. I just saw on the internet putting things in Coca-Cola. There was like
the peanuts.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, in the South they put peanuts in Coca-Cola. I'm like, how am I just hearing?
I've
about this
only
now?
Heard about that recently, and I've also heard a bunch of people from the South be like, that's not a thing.
Yeah, it does not. It feels wholeheartedly constructed.
It's like that thing where, like, to prove a point, a researcher will like publish a bad article and try to like get news outlets to cover it just to be like, you idiots, I made that all up. Like, you should do better.
Right.
But that's what this feels like.
But here's the thing. I do want to try it. Like, I do want to try it. Like, they try to, like, they convince, they're trying, their argument is like, oh, yeah, like, you know, blue collar workers, dirty hands, so they put their peanuts in
their
Coke
bottle.
Yeah,
but you still got to use your filthy hands to put in the bottle.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't believe that story
at all. I don't either, but, like, I also kind of be like, I don't know, I kind of want to try to put peanuts in my Coke.
You can. That's but a, like a very achievable goal.
I don't know.
Live your dreams, man.
Yeah, thank you for believing in me.
You can put peanuts in Coke.
I know. All right. Poor Kroll. I don't know. I mean, there's not even really anything to say beyond this. It's not.
We gotta go.
It's like the New Jersey version of the cheesesteak, right? It's like every region has their like food item, and this is the closest thing that Jersey's got.
Yeah. We also have, we produce more blueberries than any other state.
Yeah, but like nobody, you're not famous for it though.
It's because blueberries suck.
Oh, what?
Yeah, get out of here, blueberries.
What?
You're garbage berry.
Oh my God, they're so jam-packed full of antioxidants.
Antioxidants are stupid.
Man.
Give me that oxidant. I need it. Oh. I'm pro-oxidant.
They make, you're pro-oxidant. So dumb. Blueberry cereal. Come on, man. Can't have that without blueberries.
Did you see the announcement that they want to do a Count Chocula Blueberry Frankenberry movie?
I'm on board.
Look, if you're listening and you are a movie studio that has the rights to the cereal franchise and you don't hire me to do this movie, you're an idiot.
Honestly. And if you don't invite me to the world premiere, Glenn, after you write this movie, I'm going to be very upset because I'm going to make me some special brownies and I'm going to go watch this cereal monster movie.
Am I going to put a post-credit scene where Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy show up? Yeah,
hell
of course
yeah,
I am.
You are.
Of course I am.
Are.
And then there's going to be a spinoff where those two are in a buddy cop movie.
Oh, God. TM, 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 TM. So good. I got nothing else to add to Pork Roll, man.
So we
got to
go. Who invented it? Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Taylor. Johnny Taylor.
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey. In.
He had a butcher shop. He was going to make some sausage. He had everything set up for it. And like a ham fell into his grinder and it like automatically started grinding. And he accidentally knocked a whole bunch of salt into it. And he's like, oh shit, this doesn't taste bad.
And he's like, oh, this is going to be so salty. Maybe I should throw some vinegar in there to cut that salt. Cause you got to balance those flavors.
Yep. When do you think it was invented?
I'm going to go early.
Okay.
1898.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Because I feel like there's some industrial processes going on.
Yeah, it is. It's processed food.
Like sausage has been around for a while.
Right.
Pre-industrial revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you basically needed a meat grinder.
Yeah. Which right? they
hang
you know,
crank.
You can hang crank some meat, but.
Yeah, but like this definitely feels.
This feels like next level processing where like you need a machine to really spit out. Because the thing is, like, it's not like a little hot dog. Sausage.
No, it's like bologna size.
It's
like big bologna.
It's like a arm or leg like sized.
It's bigger. It's bigger than your arms.
It can be. Like
yeah, the diameter is pretty big, man. It's like softball size.
It's girthy. Love my thick roll.
Oh, gotta have a thick
Nothing
roll.
But respect for my thick pork roll.
I mean, there's no, I don't think there's any like famous references. There's no, we already covered the only famous dish, which is the breakfast sandwich.
The sandwich and the ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. It's a relatively straightforward product. It's a relatively straightforward flavor profile, and I think that's what people like about it. You know, like, it's okay to not be fancy or complex. Sometimes simple and salty and bad for you is all we want. I mean, like, what's more American than pork roll? It's a food that doesn't make any sense, and objectively, nobody should like it, but you know what? We do.
It is the New Jersey of foods.
Ah. All right. Well, I mean, I guess we'll step aside. We'll take a short break, thank our sponsors, and when we come back, I will pull up the pork roll page that exists on Wikipedia right now. Hi, friends. It's your friend John here. important that we thank the people that make this happen.
Yeah, we got to get that money.
Got to get that money.
You think we would do this for no money for 6 months? just get together sometimes and record a nonsense podcast where we really pushing a rock up a hill with an impossible task?
No.
That would be ludicrous. We do this to get paid.
Yeah, we're not Sisyphus. We're not destined to just do this forever. Glenn is a very famous traveling comedian, and I have a job. So
gotta get that money.
Gots to get paid. And this week, this podcast.
This one,
this very one where we're talking about pork roll, is brought to you by our friends, the makers of decorative gourds.
Gourds. Do you want to put food in your house but not eat it? Gourds.
Gourds. Do you want to make sure that everyone is aware that you know what season it is? Gourds.
Gourds, do you want to... You're pretty sure you could probably eat it, but you're not 100% sure exactly what part? Like, I know I could sort of eat a pumpkin, but how? Gourds.
Do you like tinier versions of bigger foods that you don't eat and you just throw away after having them in your house for 3 months? Gourds.
Are you weird and bumpy? And sometimes people make birds houses out of you? Bird houses out of you? Gourds.
Are you a cornucopia and you need to have overflowing things coming out of your open part? Gourds.
Are you a butternut squash? Then I think you're a gourd.
Yo, you're definitely a gourd if you're a butternut squash.
Squash it.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout to save $1 on gourds.
Any gourd?
Any gourd.
It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, gourds, some gourds only cost $1.
It's a very affordable food item.
It's true.
I feel like you can do that thing where like extreme couponers show up and like get money back somehow and like leave with a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah.
Do that.
But with gourds.
But with gourds. And we're post Halloween. This is prime. This is gourd clearance time, baby. This is, you got to move those gourds in late November.
All right. We are back and I have in front of me the Wikipedia page for pork roll. If you're looking for the sewing implement, see Taylor's ham. For the Vietnamese cold cut, see something in Vietnamese that I don't know how to say. All right, here we go. Pork roll, parentheses, regionally known as Taylor ham, is a pork-based processed meat originating and commonly available in New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and parts of Pennsylvania and Maryland. It was developed in 1856.
Ooh, see, I don't want to go that early.
Yeah, 1856.
I was going to go definitely at least post-Civil War.
It was developed by Mr. Taylor, John Taylor of Hamilton Square, New Jersey.
I said Johnny Taylor.
Yeah, man.
100% accurate.
100% accurate. From Hamilton Square, New Jersey, and he sold it as Taylor Ham. So technically speaking,
okay,
the original was Taylor Ham.
Okay. So I need to... it's been coming up on podcasts lately. Like, I know Hodgman has brought it up a few times. I heard Chris Gethard bring it up in an interview where they were talking about the difference between Taylor ham and pork roll and how it's a regionalism. But like, I didn't realize one's correct.
Yeah, one like, is. Well, and it's interesting because like the guy that invented it sold it as Taylor ham, like pork roll.
Right.
This term pork roll came later, and in fact, the very next sentence, other producers entered the market and subsequent food labeling regulations required Taylor to designate it as pork roll alongside their competitors. So, like, basically, the FDA stepped in, you know, and was like, yo, you got to call this a thing. Like, they define it. I'm sure we'll get into what it is.
Yeah, because with like, food, you can't, like, copyright a food. I know that's been a thing with, like, the Cronut.
Right.
Right. They're like, well, it's food. You can't limit what people can cook.
Yeah, you can't get a patent for mac and cheese.
Right. But it's come up a lot, and I, as someone who's lived in New Jersey my entire life, it's a stupid argument over what to call it.
I mean, and there are references, right? So
it's not like you're going to say pork roll and I think Taylor Ham and I'm not going to know what you're talking about.
So the citation...
But it's Taylor Ham. That's the answer.
Well, that's what it appears. It's and just what it is. The citation in terms of 1856, John Taylor sold it as Taylor Ham.
So wait, so it was the... So
they're referencing a 2009 NJ.com article by Vicky Hyman called How New Jersey Saves Civilization, Taylor Ham.
So... All right, just to get, so he invents it, Johnny Taylor, JT, calls it Taylor Ham.
Yep.
Other people are like, yum, yum, give me some. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make that too.
Yep.
They can't call it Taylor Ham. They're not Taylors. So they call it pork roll. And then did you say...
So here's the sentence.
The FDA was like, hey,
that's what I'm
Taylor,
yeah.
You got to call it pork roll too. Because we all got to be on the same page here.
I think that's what this is saying. It's saying other that's producers enter wild. The market and the subsequent food labeling regulations required Taylor to designate it as pork roll alongside their competitors. So that does seem to be. Let's keep reading and see
Cereal season 4.
Oh, my God. All right. Origin and description. While a similar item, packaged minced ham, may have been produced at the time of the Battle of Trenton, John Taylor is credited with creating his secret recipe for the product in 1856. George Washington Case, a farmer and butcher from nearby Belmead, New Jersey, later created his own recipe for pork roll in 1870. Case's was reportedly packaged in corn husks. Ugh. Taylor... originally called his product Taylor's Prepared Ham, but was forced to change the name after it failed to meet the new legal definition of ham established by the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906.
Which was led by, the guy who led the Poison Squad. I forget his name.
Oh, my God, yeah. I actually do remember you telling me about this, and it's really
rad.
I
did a whole video on it as an audition piece for something.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor, I don't remember his name. I want to say Dr. Wily, but that's from Mega Man.
Well,
I think it might be.
Maybe. I mean, like, and it's not any more or less accurate than any.
But he led a poison squad of volunteers who knowingly ate poison to see what would happen. Because it was stuff that was being used as food preservatives at the time. And then people were getting sick because you could get, the whole thing, like during Prohibition, they're like, don't drink like bathtub gin because you'll go blind. Like, well, no, don't drink like gin that people cut with paint thinner because people were putting things to like stretch food, and they were putting like sawdust in bread to like stretch because that was cheaper than flour.
This is super interesting, this Wikipedia page. So marketed as both Taylor's Pork Roll and Trenton Pork Roll, it saw competition from products with similar names like Rolled Pork and Trenton Style Pork Roll. When their makers were sued by Taylor, a 1910 legal case ruled that the words pork roll could not be trademarked. So there you go. Johnny Taylor, like literally Taylor Ham, is correct.
I think we've said this in like probably 30-50% of the episodes, but like we got to write this Johnny Taylor movie.
Oh my
we
got to
write
this
legal battle.
Yeah,
the world
honestly,
needs to know.
This is great. This is like this has got Eddie Redmayne's going to play Johnny Taylor.
Of
it's going to be it's Oscar bait written all over it. So in North Jersey, residents continue to use the term Taylor Ham, while South Jersey residents generally use the term pork roll.
I still don't agree with the North-South divide.
Central Jersey residents use a mix of the two. So I guess while you might not be from Western Jersey, you're definitely from Central Jersey.
For sure.
So in the 1910 lawsuit, it was described as a food article made of pork packaged in a cylindrical cotton sack or bag in such form that it could be quickly prepared for cooking by slicing without removing it from the bag. Larry Olmsted of USA Today has described the taste of the meat as a cross between Canadian bacon and bacon, less hammy and smoky than Canadian, fattier and saltier than bacon, with a unique texture, both crispy and slightly mushy. So, as someone who has recently eaten pork roll, I can definitely say that that is probably way too generous in terms of describing what it tastes like. It's salty ham.
I think that's
fatty,
that
salty.
That seems to be my recollection.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, oh, the crispy, mushy thing, that tracks with what I remember. Yeah. Like I was just talking about with like, it's not so squishy that you can spread it like liverwurst, but like it's softer than ham.
Yes. So we're rounding down to the end of this page here. There's a section called preparation. It's typically eaten as part of a sandwich, including a popular breakfast sandwich known in the region as Taylor egg and cheese or pork roll egg and cheese. Yeah, we already kind of went over that. Not that big of a deal. In popular culture, Trenton, New Jersey held its inaugural pork roll festival in May of 2014. The Trenton Thunder minor league baseball team hosted their inaugural Trenton Thunder World Famous Cases Pork Roll Eating Championship in 2015 when Joey Chestnut won that because, of course, the Lakewood Blue Claws minor league baseball team holds a pork roll egg and cheese race at the end of the fourth inning of every home game. What's up? I had that.
Yeah. Go Blue Claws.
Yeah, go Blue Claws. They're the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Great.
Yeah. A song, Pork Roll, Egg and Cheese, appears on the album The Pod by Ween. Yeah, and then, here we go. On May 15th, 2016, President Barack Obama gave a commencement speech at Rutgers University's 250th graduation ceremony in which he referenced the Taylor ham versus pork roll debate, saying, "I come here for a simple reason, to finally settle this pork roll versus Taylor ham question. I'm just kidding. There's not much I'm afraid to take on in my final year in office, but I know better than to get in the middle of that debate."
It's Taylor.
It is Taylor. Barack. Barry, I love you, Barry. Ham. You are...
Really appreciate a lot of what you did out there, but...
But it's Taylor. I mean, it's very clearly Taylor Ham. That's it. That's the end of the Wikipedia page. I got to say, we were shot by shot with a lot of it. We were ballpark on the date that it was invented. You got John Taylor on... Yeah,
nailed
on,
the name.
Nailed it. But I think this is a push.
Yeah, I think it's a tie.
Because like, I don't think we lost, but we also didn't win.
Yeah, we for sure didn't lose. I know that. I think we got to call it a tie. To
yeah.
Be, like,
this was a surprisingly interesting, albeit short, Wikipedia page.
But girthy.
Girthy, yeah. I love a girthy Wikipedia page.
It's thick, like it's like a wide, it's in a cloth sack. You can just easily prepare it without removing it from the bag.
Yeah, man. I mean, I feel satisfied.
Like after a nice Taylor egg and cheese?
Like after I did sex to completion for an orgasm.
There you go, Lisa. We got you in there.
So, I mean, this is the end of the episode. That means we have to come up with a fake fact to leave on this Wikipedia page. You know what? The most surprising thing about this page was that it included a quote from Barack Obama.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
So I feel like we should add a quote from another president.
Who was president in 1856?
I can Google that. But you got to talk while I do it because I can't multitask like that.
I'm so dumb. It would have been two before Lincoln.
Well, I would be Lincoln. Very surprised if you got this right.
Rutherford B. Hayes. I don't know.
Yeah, just let me know when you're ready to lock in your guess.
I feel like it's the one before Lincoln, but I don't know who that was.
I'm gonna need a name.
Andrew Johnson. No, that's after Lincoln.
We're looking for Franklin Pierce.
Pierce.
Yeah. So we'll put in a good Franklin Pierce quote. Well, what would Franklin Pierce say about Taylor ham?
Love that salty meat. Franklin Pierce.
Okay, I'm going to need you to do that again, but do it in your best Franklin Pierce voice.
I can't even remember the dude as president, let alone. No, that would have just been Nixon. You know,
you want me to do it? I feel like you're going to bail on this. I can do it. You want me to do it?
I'm trying to think of a good voice for
it. I got one.
Let's do it at the same time.
All right.
Three, one,
two. We can't even decide on that. Three, two, one. Love that salty meat.
I went high.
I don't know what I did. I just sort of yelled. Well, there you go. Taylor ham, everybody. Don't call it pork roll.
don't. It's wrong.
You're just wrong. You're doing a disservice.
Robbing Johnny Taylor of his legacy.
Yeah, and now we have to write a movie so that Eddie Redmayne can portray him and win an Oscar for it.
Or do we go with Jersey native Danny DeVito?
He does not get enough
love. According to you, he doesn't get enough play.
He does not. I would love it.
I'm also only like 90% sure he's from Jersey.
I love the idea of Academy Award winner Danny DeVito.
Does he not have one?
I don't think so.
Come on, Danny. You got to go for those juicy roles. What about The Rainmaker? Did he get one for The Rainmaker?
I mean, I'll look.
And the word vinegar appears nowhere in this?
Nowhere, dude. Does Danny DeVito... Nobody's Googling this. It's not even a suggestion. Have an Oscar. No. He does not. Wait, hold on. He was involved in Aaron Brockovich, but that wouldn't have counted for him. No. Womp womp. Well, there you have it. Taylor Ham versus Pork Roll. It's Taylor Ham, everybody. I got nothing else, Glenn. You got anything?
No, maybe if somebody could just like slap together like a seitan pork roll for your boy. Because now we've talked about it. Like,
dude, I have some salt. I'll just give you a spoon.
I do like salt.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Get out there.
Yeah, get out there and tell Glenn's mom about this podcast.
And tell my dad to call them egg tick muffins.
Wrong. Bye.